I've been involved with Occupy Denver since the very beginning. I'm one of the organizers, and I've been there since day one. And every week, our marches have become stronger with more people. We have a tremendous amount of resolve and amazing spirit here. We are concerned with all the issues that Occupy Wall Street is concerned with, but we have been having problems trying to maintain our occupation because the governor doesn't want us to have any tents, for one thing. Now, the tent is only one small part of the issue. It is not the whole thing. But this is an occupation, and people want to be able to occupy 24/7. The winter is coming on. It's becoming very cold, and people will need shelter to do that. So this has been a bit of an ongoing struggle with our governor and the mayor. We had some very rough treatment of the police this Saturday. We had a very peaceful march. We had a very peaceful rally. We wanted to have a rally on the Capitol steps, which we had a permit for. When the police decided that they did not want to allow us on the Capitol steps, we went back across the street to the park where our rally was meeting. And later on, the police stormed a group of people because there was one tarp up. So that evidently was something that they were concerned about. They stormed us with a massive amount of force. People were shot with pellets. I saw one man shot straight between the eyes. He was bleeding. He had to go to the hospital. We had a pregnant woman shot with these pellets in the stomach. People were tear gassed. This was an unnecessary use of force. Now, just to be fair, the police claim that a gentleman knocked over a motorcycle, and that kind of set things off.
What's with the occupation in Denver now? Is there still a camp, or did the police remove it? Or
No, there's still a camp. No, they did not stop the camp. There are people still camped, sleeping out every night. They take down the tents. That doesn't stop people from sleeping in their sleeping bags.